Now let's consider the very famous Book 1, Chapter 2 of Wealth of Nations on mankind's propensity for truck barter and exchange. This chapter, by the way, is called Of the Principle Which Gives Occasion to the Division of Labor, and that principle, of course, is going to be trade and exchange. Indeed, the ability to make deals, to consummate binding agreements, to exchange goods and services, is portrayed by Smith as a fundamental characteristic of mankind, and one which is going to drive a lot of economic reasoning. In a famous passage, Smith compares human beings to most other animals and notes that he's never seen one dog trade a bone to another dog for something in return. So for Smith, what sets man apart from the animals is not necessarily some notion of an immortal soul, as in the theology of his time, but rather the ability to engage in market exchange. This self-interested desire for other goods and services obtained through the medium of trade drives a lot of human behavior. There's a very famous quotation in this chapter, and it reads as follows, quote, "It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer, or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own interest." In a key part of this very busy and very profound chapter, Smith is going to tie together two key themes of the book, and that is trade and division of labor. And Smith notes it's the desire to trade which gives rise to specialization and the division of labor. After all, if you want other goods and services, what's the best way to get them? Well, you should produce what you are best at and specialize, and then use what you have produced and trade it in return for other goods and services. We again see this key idea of trade, specialization, and division of labor as being part of some self-reinforcing dynamic which will rise with economic growth and also help drive that growth. At the end of this chapter, there's also an interesting observation on differences in observed talents. Smith notes that individuals have varying abilities, but a lot of these are not inborn, but rather they come from custom, habit, and experience. So here Smith is asserting one kind of vision of a general or broad natural equality of mankind. Overall, this really is one of the most important and most interesting chapters in the entirety of Wealth of Nations.